current state here on WKAR, mention the Edmund Fitzgerald to just about any Michigander of a certain age, and they'll remember the ore carrier that sank in a Lake Superior storm 40 years ago today. The sinking took the lives of 29 men. Now the MSU Museum multimedia exhibit, Iron Hulls and Turbulent Waters, looks at the perils that face both sailors and dock workers on the inland sea. WKAR's Peter Wharf and MSU Associate Professor John Beck look and discuss more of the photos by Jim Brozek on a visit to the MSU Museum while remembering the Edmund Fitzgerald.
And interestingly enough, it's the last major sinking of a ship here in the Great Lakes during that period. So what makes that quite interesting, I think, is that the Fitzgerald was thought to be somewhat unsinkable, not unlike the Titanic. It's the largest ship that ever has gone down in the Great Lakes. It took 29 crew members with it when it sank. And it ultimately, of course, became the basis of the iconic song by Gordon Lightfoot about the sinking of the Fitzgerald. But I'm sure that it's one of those things that many people in Michigan can remember where they were when they heard that the Fitzgerald went down, because it's one of those things about living bordering the Great Lakes that just is really hugely in your consciousness when such things happen. We had two major shipwrecks in the two decades prior to the loss of the Fitzgerald, and both of those happened to be the Daniel J. Morrell and the Carl Bradley. Both of those wrecks are caught in our exhibit here by poems by Cindy Hunter Morgan from the English department. Cindy actually has done an entire manuscript of Great Lakes shipwreck poems. She did not do one on the Fitzgerald because, of course, in her mind it had already been done. But she did focus, for the purpose of our exhibit, we were happy to borrow her two poems, the one on the Morrell and the other one on the Bradley, the two major kind of iconic wrecks, one in the 1950s and one in the 1960s, before the wreck of the Fitzgerald then in 1975.
I read the Morrell poem about the captain on the sinking ship going back to a boyhood memory, and it just took my breath away.
Well, the nice thing about the poems by Cindy is that naturally we cannot necessarily know what went through the mind of, say, a captain on a doomed ship. But poetry can transport us there in a way that simple thought cannot get us there. I mean, poetry can transform that event into something very, very different for us. And that's the reason that we've included Cindy's poetry in the exhibit.
This is photography of Jim Brozek that we're looking at the exhibit Iron Hulls and Turbulent Waters. What's Brozek's connection to the subject here? He's, as we were saying before we started recording this interview, very closely connected. He's got his boots on the ground.
Well, Brozek is an interesting guy. He currently works at Marquette University as a professional photographer, frankly, at their School of Dentistry. But Jim, for a number of years, from the late 70s into the mid-80s, would work in a variety of different settings and would take his camera with him. So he was both a worker, but also a worker photographer. So he worked on the repair of lake boats during the winter season in Milwaukee Harbor on Jones Island. And he was working side by side with other boat repairmen. And he would, in this exhibit, you'll see pictures of his co-workers, you'll see pictures of them working on the ships, and many of those workers are just dwarfed by these gigantic ore boats that they're welding, they're doing various kinds of refinishing work on the hull, and they really are just captivating black and white photographs by Brozek.
There are about two dozen of them. Can we look at a couple of them now that we were looking at and commenting on a little bit earlier?
This one, which is called Behemoths, really is of two parked side by side, and you have the workers walking on the ice between them. The one over here is an interior shot.
Right.
That actually is almost religious in its own way, with this one ray of light coming down into the hold of the ship where a worker is working. And it just, it gives you a kind of a sense both of activity and of work, but also of relative calm and a kind of an interaction with the elements. I think Brozek's work is interesting because a lot of it is really focused on his co-workers often being playful with each other on the job, and yet so much of it is also about what I would really think of as the ability of a photographer to capture wonderful lines and angles and everything else. He has a great eye, and I think that the fact that they're all black and whites, I think, really adds to the dramatic effect of this. We also have a small video by Brozek that's on a kiosk here in the exhibit, so people can see kind of a slideshow of some of these with a background recording, actually, of the wind and other things around the actual working boats.
I'm speaking with John Beck here at the MSU Museum. We're looking at the exhibit, Iron Hulls and Turbulent Waters. Here's a guy over here in this photo. This one's entitled Rattling, and you really can hardly even see this guy through all the protective gear that he has to wear. It's, you know, he's kind of disappeared.
Well, when you're scraping various grime and buildup and other things off of the side of a ship, you're wearing a respirator, you're wearing goggles, and if you're really successful, what you're supposed to be doing is flaking that stuff off with grater or sander, whatever it is you're using, and therefore you're going to get dirty, and you definitely have to have that safety equipment to get through the day.
He's got a visor which is up, but underneath the visor there's goggles and then this huge respirator here, so he's got to go to great lengths.
Well, indeed, and the one thing that it's often said that the greatest responsibility that a worker has to himself and to others is to make sure that he gets or she gets safely through the day.
Right.
That is, that if, you know, the important thing is to leave at the end of the day with all your fingers and toes and the rest of yourself intact.
John Beck at the MSU Museum with Iron Hulls and Turbulent Waters. Right now at the MSU Museum. John, thanks a lot.
Great, thank you. Thank you for coming, and I look forward to having everybody in the gallery.
For Current State, this is Peter Ward.
Church bell chimes, and it rang 29 times for each man.